is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Hurricane Beryl is bashing the Gulf Coast of Texas with winds now at about 70 miles an hour and torrential rain. The system came ashore south of Houston several hours ago. CBS News Texas, Jason Allen.
We saw the power lines that go across the bay start sparking. It looked like fireworks exploding in the middle of the bay. And instantly, all the power in the area we are in, Port Lavaca, just disappear.
CBS meteorologist David Parkinson.
By the time we get to the afternoon in Houston, things are clearing out, actually. This is a fairly quick timeline for a storm. The storm's moving at about 12 miles an hour, so it's not crawling, but it's also not racing away.
Major concern for now, storm surge and flash flooding. Lawmakers return to Washington today. Many Democrats with one thing on their minds, President Biden, and whether he should step aside as the party's nominee. Correspondent Nancy Cordes.
Biden served in the Senate for decades, and the White House likes to point out that so far there are no Senate Democrats calling him to leave the race. But that too could change this week. Virginia's Democratic Senator Mark Warner had been hoping to hold a meeting to discuss the future of Biden's reelection bid. He had to change plans when news on the proposed meeting leaked, but he'll still be discussing it with colleagues.
In France, fireworks celebrating an unexpected win for a left-wing coalition. CBS's Elaine Cobb is in Paris.
No party has a majority, and Macron has his work cut out for him over the coming days to form a new government.
Could mean political paralysis for the French president. Russia's been bombarding Kyiv in one of the biggest attacks since the war began. Correspondent Cammie McCormick reports.
Rescuers searched for victims at a children's hospital hit by a Russian missile in a rare daytime aerial attack. Several other cities were also hit with as many as 40 Russian missiles. The attack came a day before NATO leaders gather in Washington for a three-day summit, which will focus largely on Ukraine.
Paramount, our parent company at CBS, has agreed to merge with Skydance. CBS's Matt Piper.
The Paramount office of the CEOs said they will modernize the organization by streamlining teams and reduce the size of the workforce.
Sam's Club members are threatening to quit over a new fee. The big box chain is ending free shipping for online orders under $50. In social media posts to X, some customers are threatening to take their business to Costco. Others are promising a class action lawsuit. S&P futures are up 4, Dow futures ahead 69. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Three people escaped a burning Racine home despite the lack of working smoke alarms early yesterday. Firefighters contained the fire to an upper level. The cause is under investigation. A police chase that started in Kenosha County ended in a fatal crash in Lake County. The driver of a stolen Lexus died, while eight people in a GMC Yukon were injured. Racine County will hold a special election on December 19th to choose a new county executive. The winner will serve the remainder of Jonathan Delagrave's term through April of 2027. A memorial service for Delagrave will be held tomorrow at Grace Church. That starts at 11 a.m. Visitation is scheduled for today from 3 to 7, and again before the service tomorrow from 10 to 11. The new Amtrak Borealis train route between St. Paul, Milwaukee, and Chicago has quickly gained popularity. It's one of only two state-supported Amtrak routes nationwide to turn a profit this year. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Brewers get the win in L.A. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 9-2 victory Sunday over the Los Angeles Dodgers. Top of the fourth, no score. And Christian Yelich at the plate on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Fly ball deep center. Back Pajes, still back and gone. Back-to-back days with homers for Christian Yelich, and the Brewers strike first in L.A.
With the win, the Brewers able to avoid being swept by the Dodgers. Brewers manager Pat Murphy on what made the difference.
You know, story of the game, obviously Yelich, has been dominant this series in terms of his at-bats. It's been unbelievable. And guys like Vinny Capra, Eric Haas, these guys are in the major leagues for the first time this week. And Capra's got about 12 at-bats total in his career. And for him to play defense the way he did and play in this environment, I was as proud as hell of him. And great effort, a lot of guys, great effort.
The crew is now back home. They have the day day off before they host the Pirates tomorrow night. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible today. It'll be mostly cloudy with a high right around 80. Rain, maybe 1 to 2 tenths of an inch by the time it winds down this evening. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 67. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high of 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
WRJN, he's a real nowhere man, sitting in his nowhere land, making
on WRJN. Local news, timeless hits, and a big jug of milk on the front of it. Have you seen her? What she look like? Yeah, unless it's a doggy, I'm not even gonna notice. I'm Cindy Huber. Great to be with you this morning on a Monday and the Shy Lights on WRJN.
1 month ago today, I was happy as a lark, but now I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future, but for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied.
Sweet music on my radio. having someone to lean on, and I'm lost. Baby, I'm lost.
I'm looking for a letter or something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny, I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
Park to Racine's famous zoo, local news and timeless hits.
Yeah.
can we listen? Local news, timeless hits are back in WRJM at the Grand Funk Railroad, the locomotion. This feels kind of weird today. No Brewers tonight. You know, you get real spoiled in the summer and just like, what you doing tonight, Cindy? I'm going to lay back and watch the Brewers on the tube. But they're not until tomorrow, but they were in L.A. yesterday. Did you see that game? Not so much for the game itself, but the fact there were no fans in the stand. They kept showing it. It was just like kind of surreal looking at an area that this whole stadium is always filled with people and nobody in the stands. And the reason being is it's so darn hot in California and in LA. They're having like this unbelievable heat wave, even in the I want to say the Dead Valley. It's not the Dead Valley, but you know what I'm talking about. It's like over 100 and something there in Death Valley, almost like 120 degrees. So nobody was in the stands yesterday. Kind of weird looking at that. Who knows? It's going to be pretty warm here today, too.
Hi, this is Earl Ingram. If you're looking for me this morning, I'm still around. You can find me at all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful talk you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, continue to enjoy your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Hot dogs grilling, frosty beverages chilling, Brewers game on the radio. Sounds like a perfect summer day, except when uninvited guests crash the party. Don't let pesky critters put a damper on your tailgate. Safeway Pest Management is your pest prevention partner, keeping your outdoor spaces bug-free all season long. They're a Wisconsin proud company, providing safe and effective pest control for over 65 years. So call 262-679-4422 and enjoy a pest-free tailgate victory.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Seeking the perfect spot to unwind? Kayla's Neighborhood Bar in Racine is the answer. Whether it's a casual night out or a weekend excursion on Kayla's patio, it's the vibe that keeps the neighborhood coming back. Check out Kayla's weekly specials on Facebook and enjoy rail tubs and domestic bottles for $2.50 during happy hour, which is weekdays from 2 till 6 p.m. Good times are guaranteed at Kayla's Neighborhood Bar on Lathrop Avenue, just north of 21st Street. Mention this week's code word cocktail to get your second drink for free.
Local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Yeah.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. And this is Stevie Wonder, my Sharia Moore.
Bye.
Roth in there. Girls! Beach Boys, California Girls, WRJM with local news and timeless hits and the local news. I love this. As I grew up with news twice an hour, every time you turned on the radio station, you were getting informed on what was going on rather than going to the internet or whatever. It was right there for you. And of course, if you listen to our news stories and you say, oh, I had a question about that, go to our website, WRJN.com, and just scroll down and you will see the news. So now we join the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin school superintendent says the end of parts of Act 10 will have a profound impact on the state's schools and teachers. A Dane County judge struck down parts of the 13-year-old law last week. It's not clear how the ruling will be implemented, and it's almost certainly going to be appealed to the state Supreme Court. U.S. Senate Democrats will not huddle today about President Biden's re-election campaign after all. Senator Tammy Baldwin is choosing her words carefully.
I'll be seeing and interacting with my colleagues. I'm sure we'll have lots of discussion.
Biden's supporters came out with mixed reactions after his campaign stopped Friday in Madison.
Well, I wouldn't say it changed my perception of the president. Thursday made me worry, and I think he's bounced back.
Some big Democratic donors want Biden to step aside. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Despite the lack of working smoke alarms, three people were able to get out of a burning Racine home yesterday. It happened at around 3 in the morning at a home on Victory near Radio Park. Racine fire crews got to the scene to find smoke billowing from a second floor and were able to limit the fire to the upper level. A cause is under investigation. A police chase that started in Kenosha County ended with one person dead and eight people injured in Lake County. It happened Saturday when the driver of a stolen Lexus collided with a GMC Yukon at a busy intersection in Zion. A 32-year-old suspect from Salem was killed, while several adults and children in the GMC sustained injuries. Racine County voters will choose a new county executive in December. The county clerk has set December 19th as the date of a special election to fill the role left vacant by the passing of Jonathan Delagrave. The winner of the special election will serve the remainder of the term through April of 2027. A celebration of Delagrave's life will be held tomorrow at Grace Church. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible today. It'll be mostly cloudy with a high right around 80. Rain, maybe 1 to 2 tenths of an inch by the time it winds down this evening. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 67. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high of 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 75.
To find an answer on the road.
Elton John, the Philadelphia Freedom. Billie Jean King on WRJN. You spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back at WRJN with the Association. Timeless System, RJN, Creedence Clearwater Revival, and our John Fogerty. He's going to be in Milwaukee August 2nd. George Thorogood will be opening for him.
Baby love. waves the sand. Green-eyed lady, ocean lady, child of nature, friend of
Sugarloaf, a green-eyed lady. For 97 years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits, too. And I hope you enjoyed that one as much as I did. The weather, too. Not super hot. I mentioned that it was going to be hot. But what I really should have said was the humidity is pretty darn humid. It will be just as much fun later tonight. We do have a chance of showers and thunderstorms as we do every day in the summer here in Racine and Kenosha. But it's 75 right now. And as far as the Riptide report, and I do like to mention this every time that I'm on the air, simply because it's so dangerous, especially with Lake Michigan. And they said most of the Great Lakes deaths as far as riptides and drownings do occur in Lake Michigan, but the riptide risk is low today, and it does climb as you're going farther up Lake Michigan, up near Door County. But for us here, it starts about Algoma and then all the way up through Door County. But for us today, Lake Michigan, riptide currents are low.
Get ready for the winning team of selection, service, convenience, and savings at Studebaker's Fuel and Food in Racine. During this sweltering summer, cool down with an ice-cold deal. 10-pound bags of ice for just 99 cents. Keep your refreshing beverages cool while you're out and about. Whether you step into the store or slide through the convenient drive-thru, Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Fast meets fantastic at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, located at 31 and Spring in Racine.
Lee's Deli has been serving up Racine's favorite sandwiches for over 50 years. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? From a classic turkey and cheese to the signature Godfather sub, Lee's Deli gives your lunch, dinner, or special occasion the premium fresh ingredients that make your mouth sing with every bite. Lee's Deli provides an experience that leaves you not just full, but fully satisfied. Visit them on Washington Avenue or the new leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options 7 days a week.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I want to talk about one of my favorite ways to think about budgeting, saving, and overall financial health. It's called pay yourself first. It's a little counterintuitive, right? Like, wait, I'm going to pay me? Really? Yes, sirree. You're the one that earns your money. And that means that your savings, you know, your investment in your future, ideally gets paid before you even notice your paycheck hitting your checking account. To pay yourself first, you pick an amount, and then you automatically transfer that to a savings account. It could be 15%, it could be 20 bucks. Just start wherever you're comfortable. Doing this ensures that you're always funding your future and that your savings goals are safe from the temptations of the weekly spend. For more everyday money help, check out my videos at Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, take good care.
Girls out of sight, yeah. Said she loves me, yes, yes, she does. Gonna show her tonight, yeah. Hey!
News, Timeless Hits right here on WRJN. Neil Diamond, 83 years young. Parkinson's disease, that's why he's not touring anymore. It's Marvin Gaye. I heard it through the grapevine.
And Timeless Hits, WRJN.
Stayed in bed all morning just to pass the time. There's something wrong here, there can be no denying. One of us is changing, or maybe we just stopped trying. So easy living here with you.